how we roll, son.
how was y'all's week? Like
hell.
Yeah.
Mine
I had a pretty fun one.
I worked.
You worked.
Yeah.
What's that? I'm still enjoying unemployment. I went to a Beatles birthday party last night.
Beatles birthday party?
Beatles. It was a birthday party for Karen. She works up at the Improv. She's a great, great, great girl. And she had a Beatles cover band, and they were, like, absolutely amazing, and they had, like, little fake mustaches and a picture frame,
when
you could take
this?
Facebook.
This was last night?
This was last night. I was going to call...
Invite.
I didn't want to invite y'all. I hate you two both with a passion.
Oh, thanks for that.
Y'all ruined my time.
You.
Okay. I was babysitting.
You were babysitting. See,
yeah.
You couldn't do it anyway. And Sean,
well, no, I
could've, you know...
You know,
I
could have
went out.
Chair,
you
could have
called. You
could
have texted. Fuckface.
Anyway, the place was O'Reilly's down there on Forest Lane in Dallas. Really cool little place. There was a fight, which it didn't even look like a fight. It looked like two men like rubbing on each other. Okay, well, there was one guy and he had a broken hand, and this couple just starts beating him up.
Are you sure it wasn't a baby hand?
No, it was just a broken hand. I don't know the situation, but I just think it's funny. Like the guys were rubbing on each other, and then the girl's actually hitting the guy with a broken hand. I don't know what happened, but I know a guy with a broken hand isn't just gonna go up and start talking shit because he's got broken, you know. But yeah, it was definitely a fun party, and I hurt myself dancing.
Yeah,
to
that's
Twist
right. You say you broke a rib.
Not broke a rib. I tore.
You know,
you have muscles right there, like on the side of your body.
Well, we
not
do.
Me.
Like
you
inner
don't.
Muscle.
I
you
don't.
Apparently,
he
I don't.
He has muscles.
I tore
I have
something.
Fat. You have, I don't know, the outer layer of your bone.
I don't know if anybody's ever had like a tear on the side of their body, but it hurts. It hurts when you wake up. It hurts when you go to sleep.
Jesus did. He had a tear on
he
his
was
head.
Stabbed.
That's
nobody stabbed me during Twisted Shout. No one would kill me on John Lennon's birthday, because that's an insult to John Lennon. Or John Lennon's death day, I should say. Birthday, death day. It
what,
doesn't
what,
matter.
What, this was like the... When Beatles started?
No. Like, yesterday it was Karen's birthday, but it was also the day John Lennon was shot by Mark David Chapman outside of the hotel where Roman Polanski made Rosemary's Baby.
Look at that.
Yeah. I know my information.
Bit of history there.
Bit of history. That's why Mark David Chapman wanted to kill John Lennon. As a matter of fact, he didn't trust John Lennon because he was staying in the same hotel as where Rosemary's Baby was filmed. And Roman Polanski ended up molesting a 10-year-old and moved out of the country.
Wow. How was that for him?
What? How was that for? Well, you know, I really don't... Okay, I'm not to say I don't blame him, but I'm going to say that guy's mental state... I mean, Roman Polanski, the very first time you heard of him, his wife, Sharon Tate, was killed by the Manson family.
That's right.
That is true.
That will, like, do some totally messed up stuff to your head. Like, I thought my ex-girlfriends were bad. You know? One getting killed by the Manson family.
John, how's your week been? Maybe? I got a lot of disturbing tweets on you. I think you're on suicide watch now.
He's surfing porn right now.
Not on suicide watch. My week was just it was just stupid.
Is it
dumb managers?
No, was it as stupid as last week?
Last week, yeah, actually, it was worse. Okay, it was definitely a hell of a lot worse. I don't know. My managers are just dumb. They fire people for stupid reasons.
Do they tune into this? They listen to our little
If
podcast?
They do, fuck you. Okay, you guys fire good people for no apparent reason because you have nothing better to do. So.
By the way, if someone wants to fire Sean Brookings, you will have an available slot. My number is. Check me out on Facebook.
1-900.
I need a job.
You will feel pretty...
John...
You will feel out of place. It's
Sean...
nothing but Hispanics and black people. You
they, black people and Hispanics love me.
You a damn liar.
My cynical racism warms the heart.
He wouldn't be able to fit in. He has a death row.
I have death row shirt.
Yeah, he
that's
points that out a lot.
And would probably think you're a manager or something and then, give you nothing but respect.
Don't mean to...
I hate you even more.
I'm going to wear my Death Row Records t-shirt in the semifinals of...
That's right, we got a...
I am
nominee here.
A semifinalist for the funniest comic in Texas. I'm really, really stoked.
Is it really?
And I'm
going, how many rounds are there?
What's up?
How many rounds?
Are there three or four? I honestly don't know how I got in. Well, no, it was an audition process.
You were all mad. I was like, man, I'm quitting comedy. That's it. And then you get that, and then it's like, okay, I'm back in.
Which will make this ever so good when I win, because, like, I've been doing comedy for 8 years, and all I've ever wanted is just that title, the funniest comic in Texas. And I'm one of the only comics in this competition who's been in the Houston scene, the Austin scene.
I've been in the Houston scene.
The San Antonio scene. Yeah, but you're not doing comedy right now, and you're not in the...
No, but I've been to Houston.
You've been to Houston once or twice.
No, I've been many times.
I went to the Galleria.
Yeah, I did.
That doesn't count.
I went to a Texans preseason game.
I've nailed a couple of girls in Houston. I think I should be allowed to be included in Houston scene topics.
Well, anyway, I've just been all around Texas, so... To win that title.
I've been all around
for
Texas.
Me.
I got family in El Paso, Austin, Amarillo, Lubbock.
You're Mexican.
That doesn't count.
Okay, well, then I'm nationally known.
Doesn't count.
Thank you for dragging down my thunder, Jay. Right? Anyway, my announcement was going to be I'm going to win, and if anybody thinks they're going to stop me, I'm going to laugh so much harder than the audience in front of me that night at the semifinals when I kill the room. And when it's all your people, Peter Barrera, and Mama Michelle, you know what else I call you? Not Oprah. How about that? How about, by the way, it's on act. Don't get pissed.
You know, it's going to be even funnier, all this hype that we're making about it right now. And
yeah, no, seriously, it all works out because I can put so much hype around it and not win, and it'll be just as hilarious as if I do win. So... That's why I'm doing all this. Because everybody's like, oh, yeah, good luck, and all the sportsmanship. I'm like, screw that. Let's make it fun. Talk loads amount of crap. But anyway, we got some real nonsense to take care of, I do believe.
Real nonsense.
Let's go to the first story, which is, this is a serious one.
Surprisingly enough.
I don't know, like, okay, I was cruising YouTube, and I saw Anonymous putting up videos for the Anonymous group,
the
hackers and the whatever, about the National Defense Authorization Act. I looked up more into it. They have every reason to be mad. I have two things, but anyway. Basically, this bill says that the military here in the United States can call or claim someone to be a U.S. citizen, any U.S. citizen, regardless of race, or whatever, to be a terrorist, and you would be put, you'd be held without trial, and basically, they've made the whole United States of America a battleground.
Wow.
That's pretty much, like, anybody with a following can be considered a threat, anybody with just a stance on American politics.
We have a small following.
Well, yeah, but I was gonna, like, later in my comedy career, go to, screw America, but I can't do it anymore because I'll be considered a threat.
It really screws up your plans, doesn't it?
It does.
Puts a damper on it.
It does, but it's a violation of everything we founded this country on.
I think it might be an infringement on our freedom of speech. Now that we know that this is going on, now people are watching what they say. Producers are watching what they produce. Actors are watching their roles. I'm pretty sure the rap game won't change too much, but...
No, the rap game won't change. Rap game.
They're still going to talk about American stuff, like money.
They don't really need to call any rappers terrorists, because rappers are too busy getting put behind bars for having illegal guns anyway. So it's like a threat. They're getting in trouble. Didn't T.I. get busted with meth? Like methamphetamine?
Oh, I have no idea. Yeah. Did he?
Yeah, he did. That's why I was in jail for so long. He got busted for
a
gun and having.
I remember him coming out on the Tyra Banks show.
Him and Lil Wayne and all that shit.
Lil Wayne Digger. Oh man, that was the summer of relief for me.
Apparently, the story was that none of the shit was his. It was like his manager's weed and gun and all that fuck. But he took the fall for it anyway.
Isn't that everyone's story? No, it's not mine.
But the thing is, if it's not yours, you're still hanging around the people that do it. You gotta be smart, responsible with your career. But yeah, National Defense Authorization Act. Also, I what
we're,
I think
we're gonna get put in jail soon just for
probably so like I
maybe we bash Obama.
I'm literally terrified of that. Like that whole it, the government's not supposed to make
definitely hits close to home.
Well, the government's not supposed to make a law that can be used against the American people. And if Obama signs this into law, just they better take our guns away. They better take our guns away first before this happens, because I guarantee you, people are gonna go nuts. And flip, and it's not.
Well, people are already going nuts for them. People went nuts before. That's why this is coming into action.
It's not on your main news channels because Anonymous is right. The entertainment nowadays.
Oh, that's
just,
it. Somebody get the black bag.
I'm just saying. They're saying that entertainment is a distraction, and really the nightly news only reports what they can report. Without putting their lives in danger.
News stations are real political.
The problem I have with Anonymous is they're making YouTube videos. Before they were hacking, revealing stuff about banks, but now they're just making YouTube videos in a V for Vendetta mask. No, it's not fun. No, when you say entertainment is a distraction, and you're saying in a YouTube, like you're basically saying wearing the V for Vendetta mask, like, we can't have an underground rebellious group without the V for Vendetta mask. No, you saw the Natalie Portman movie, and you were inspired to do all that. That's great.
Are they going
to
come out with a Remember the 5th of November?
No, they're like next. The Anonymous videos are going to have the V for Vendetta mask and then Punisher T-shirts. Because
what the hell?
We shouldn't talk about because they can hack our all our information.
They don't have to hack it. You could upload it
from
iTunes.
Oh my God, they're going to ruin my Tiger Woods game on PlayStation Network. I'm never going to get past the Champions Cup. Thank you, Anonymous.
You know, I can honestly say I can understand this whole state of martial law or whatever.
Yeah, that's basically
to a certain point. You know, these people that they're assigning that can say that they have to go to jail without trial. I think these people have to go through some kind of psych evaluation and classes before they can be put in place to make that kind of judgment.
Because not all, I mean, every soldier that comes back from war, they're not coming back. And this is what the bill says. The bill says any military source can call somebody a threat to the government, and then they hold you back.
So it's just the military source.
Military source. It's not, but it puts the country in this martial law police state. And soldiers, I support them, but when they come home from war, whether it be World War II, Vietnam, everybody has these mental problem.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going out there, you're seeing people get blown up, killed, women, children. You're coming back with problems, and now all of a sudden you come back, and the government's giving you power to put people behind bars.
No, it's just the people that are still active, right?
I haven't read
it. It would have to be.
It'd have to be, yeah.
If they're if their tour is up, then I don't think they put them in that position, do they?
I have no
idea. In that regard, if they're on tour, they only get maybe, 2 weeks leave?
Pretty much, yeah.
Just
what it depends on when they have them scheduled to leave.
Well, what would be the longest?
Yeah, Sean's
leave?
When it comes down to leave,
I mean, you can get from 2 weeks to 2 months. It just depends on when they have you scheduled to go out. When they need you to deploy.
I think it's going to be more of the National Guard.
They can come at any time.
I don't
because if they're on leave, I don't know. I don't think they're gonna put them in that position. Hell, while you're back, you know.
I don't
throw a couple people in Guantanamo Bay.
The only time I'd be acceptable of this law is if there was like another 9/11, but there hasn't been another 9/11. In fact, it's been 10 years after 9/11. We're still one of the safest countries in the world.
Do you not see somebody taking Osama's place?
I don't even see pictures of Osama dead. That's what scares me about this country. Not, like, you can see Muammar Gaddafi blown up the day he gets blown up, but how did Obama put it? It's too graphic for the American people to see. Yet, 9 o'clock in the morning when Muammar Gaddafi got blown up. It's just like I'm looking at a skull with facial hair over and over and over again. The Price is Right. It's like I see it with Drew Carey because his skin's just melting off his bones. But
I think as a mass, we won't be able to, you know, digest something like individuals are smart, but when you throw people together, they all seem to form a popular opinion.
Yeah. Let's drop this. I don't want us to talk because 10 minutes from now we're going to be like, and then we got to hide in the bunker in the barracks with the AKs.
I have
Sean found some very, very funny real nonsense.
Real nonsense.
I'm a big fan of all the ones you found. These are funny. These are less serious.
These are actual. This is actual news.
Actual.
That wasn't
actual news.
That you won't find on your Channel 4 or your.
So Sean, which one do you want to start out with? Do we want to go with the gay on the plane?
No.
I'm calling that one. It's a great one. Don't get offended. It's just
the
title. I'm
going to save that one for last. That one was actually pretty funny. So
what do we got?
The first one we're going to talk about, get this, teens using vodka soaked tampons.
What?
Goodness.
Those crazy kids.
They're using this to get drunk.
Now, is this strictly like 12 and over?
Pretty much, yeah. Apparently the way that they do this, they say that it gets you drunk faster. It's a faster buzz real quick, and it's easier to do, and they think that you can hide it from the cops because you're not actually ingesting it, so you won't have to take a breathalyzer test or anything like that.
But it's actually kind of smart.
System.
Yeah, what do you have to do?
Basically, it is a tampon you soak in vodka for women. They stick it up where it needs to go. And, of course, guys do it too, but there's only one place they can stick it.
At least boys are shopping for tampons at a younger age.
This is ridiculous. How
remember the first time you shopped for tampons?
For the ex? Yeah.
I'll do it every now and then, but now instead of them chuckling at me, they're going to give me this resounding, oh, come on, man.
I didn't know.
You're over 21.
I didn't know you had to get, it's not off subject, but first, buying a tampon is difficult. For me, at least. When I first bought a tampon, I didn't really know you had to get, like, heavy flow or regular, you know?
I don't understand
so,
that either.
Yeah, so I got the girl heavy flow. The girl has day at a time. She's really offended, and I don't know why. I was just like, well, here you go. It's more in case, you know, a bug crawls up there and stings you at the same time. But apparently it meant the girl is more, you know, and she gets around, you know. But then again, my ex-girlfriend shouldn't have been offended. I should she should have loved me. I knew who she was right there. But I remember when the teenagers up here were using cough medicine and heroin they called it Oreos.
Oreos?
Yeah.
Remember? I've never heard of that one before.
Cough medicine and heroin. And they called it Oreos. Kids are fucking bored. I'm sorry to
have been dipping tampons in vodka.
That's a new one. I have nothing to say about that.
I want to know who thought. I want to go out there and find that guy
know why,
and just slap him across
you
the
You want to know why I'm not for it or against it? I'm not against it because it's clever.
No,
I'm not for
it
because there's kids involved. If it was just a group of 20-year-olds doing this, I wouldn't care.
I mean, but seriously, think about it for a second. They literally had to have had like a sister or a girlfriend or something like that with tampons and just was already drunk at one point and accidentally dropped it in the cup. It was like, I wonder, and just stuck it up his ass and like got a instant.
Either way, I would say it was a woman.
Either way.
In fact, it probably wasn't even a kid. It was probably like a 29-year-old.
Kids grow up. That's the scary thing. Like, these kids are going to be, like, the future leaders. We're going to hell. It's all over. Close your Bibles. Go see movies more. Go out and do stuff. Because this planet is just running out of time. I'm not a religious person.
Within the next 10 years, our world's going to look like the movie The Book of Eli. I swear.
I think it's going to be more like the movie Idiocracy.
I think it's... I'm thinking Toys with Robin Williams.
Why Toys?
I love... Because who...
Who plays with toys anymore? I see 7-year-olds with PS3s.
No, they don't play with toys anymore. They play with tampons now.
They play with tampons. And alcohol.
And they come up with interesting ways to
I thought that'd be a funny one, but as we talked about it,
it's disturbing.
Bit
stupid.
is this where we're
that's
going?
Why that
one,
that's why that
welcome,
one went first.
Welcome to Pessimistic Intelligence.
That's why that one went first.
And then are you doing the bitching atheist?
No. We're not doing that one. We're actually going to talk about the guy who works for the National Security. He actually put his wife on the terrorist list.
God. That's what I'm talking about.
That's
part of that National Defense Authorization Act.
Apparently, he has been sick of his wife for a very long time, and he used his national security, info to actually put her name on the list of suspects for terrorists. And in doing so, she has basically been banned to fly, and she went to go visit her parents in Pakistan, and for 3 years straight, she was unable to come back to the United States.
So what? She stayed in Pakistan.
She stayed in Pakistan.
Was she Pakistani?
More likely, yeah.
You all know what she probably did? Forgot to cook on a Wednesday.
Probably. I would believe that. And he just put her name on a list. You know what? Fuck this bitch. I'm going to have some fun.
I don't like those curtains. I don't like the curtains you put on the windowsill. You're terrorizing the look of my bachelor pad. We're married. Not anymore.
I wonder what he did for 3 years, though. Like, she was gone for 3 years.
He was out partying.
I mean, had to have been.
Yeah.
Or defending our country, you piece of crap.
I can see him for that first month. He was literally just, like, on edge. And he just waited to see if anything was going to come about on that. And after that first month, that's when he just cut loose. That was, like, the instant proof that she was not coming back.
I think any, like, bad ex should be able to put them on the terrorist watch list. Man, woman, just, you should be able to, like, this motherfucker, this person.
At least for the first month, when you're getting all the block calls and...
By the way, do we have a bleep button?
No, we don't.
Okay. We need a bleep button.
Maybe I'm cussing because I'm sweating myself off.
I call this the ultimate hit it and quit it. I'm calling that one the ultimate hit it and quit it because he got rid of her like the coolest way ever. I'm sorry, but she had to have done something ridiculous for her to be put on a tear.
I'd say the coolest way to get rid of an ex is to freeze her in carbonite and give her to Vader.
Jabba, you gotta be cinematically correct. It was Jabba that received it.
Vader eventually got it.
He got him
and then gave. Like, Vader was the middleman of that process.
Who would have thought Vader would have been the middleman?
Yeah.
Man, he's like...
But what's Vader gonna do with a gorgeous Harrison Ford? Like, Jabba the Hutt looks like he's into that. Like, alright, I like...
That's why he keeps himself close to his chamber.
He did have a human dancer slave. Jabba was a freak.
Alright, next story. This was somewhat funny and disturbing at the same time.
All these subjects are.
Does anybody like Harry Potter?
This one.
I don't watch Harry
Nobody
Potter.
Likes Harry Potter. I actually Harry like Potter. Harry Potter.
I've seen the first movie.
The movies are actually interesting.
And then I saw that the one with where Alan Rickman kills the gay wizard.
Is he a gay wizard?
The Dumbledore.
Dumbledore?
Yeah, the one where he gets killed. I've seen those two.
Was there a gun?
No, there's no gun. I made the gun.
What's a gun motion?
No gun.
Like
a
Slither or whatever his name is, just captured. I don't know their names. I know the kid's name is Harry Potter and the gay wizard is Dumbledore. Everybody else I call Ian or Sally.
Easy to put in. All right, we'll get this. In this story, for all the Harry Potter lovers out there, if you don't know, Harry Potter rides on a broomstick called the Nimbus 2000.
Nimbus 2000.
Okay. Now, of course, when it comes down to movies like this where a lot of kids are involved, they make toys and stuff out of it, action figures and stuff like that. Well, they actually made the Nimbus 2000 a toy. Okay.
Mm. Sounds good.
Right.
Sounds fun.
It sounds
fun. If I was a Harry Potter fan, I'd
have
one.
I'd get it too.
Right. But what's the problem, Sean?
The problem with this one is that the parents got these toys for their kids, okay? Now, get this. These are kids between the ages of 8 and 12.
Yeah.
Right? One lady writes in here that she got this toy for her daughter. Her daughter's like around 11 years old. She said it was on the top of her Christmas list, so she had to get it. She didn't want to get it because it wasn't educational. Okay? But... She noticed that once when her daughter was playing with this, she was playing with it quite a bit. A lot, actually. Every day.
What is that?
For hours on end. Well.
Must be a hell of a toy.
The toy makes noises like it should.
Okay.
Toys make noises, alright.
But it also vibrates.
Oh my god.
Vibrates. vibrates.
And where do witches and
where do you put a broom?
You put a broom between your legs when you want to fly like a
and it vibrates. So put two and two together.
Best toy ever
for females.
Apparently these batteries are going like hotcakes. I don't know, Mom. What's going on?
When I was a kid, the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger toys were kind of like, ooh, because we could fight each other with them. Like, remember that? We could just beat the hell out of each other with a Power Ranger toy. Now it's like, oh, now toys will give you sexual pleasure.
Overgrown like, vibrators for children.
Who's in charge of the toy company? Is it a Jackson family member?
I wonder if that this issue had ever got brought up when they were going through this whole concept in the meeting room. It's like, don't you think kids might be playing with this a little bit too much?
Oh, no, it's going to be fine. It's going to be a big hit.
The even funnier thing about this story is that Amazon had a field day with this. Like, they got a hold of this and they sold it for double the price to the adults and everything, and they just...
I hear Penn State's going to start selling them at the football games next year.
That's going to be a riot.
I heard Adam and Eve already got it in their collection.
The Wizard of Oz would have been totally different if those brooms had existed.
That wicked witch wouldn't have been so wicked anymore.
Her feet wouldn't have rolled back when the house hit her.
They wouldn't have curled back, they'd curl forward.
That's too much.
Why didn't you wait till I was done?
Alright, moving on. Last funny for me, okay? This is the top story.
Oh, I especially like this one.
Top story.
This is the top funny story. Okay.
Read the whole thing.
I'm going to read the whole thing.
And then we'll talk about it.
All right. Check this. This is called gay discrimination. Okay. It has been reported an employee for an Australian Airlines, I'm not going to say which one, who happened to have the last name of Gay. He got on a plane recently using the company's free flight offer for staff. However, when Mr. Gay tried to take a seat, he found it to be occupied by a fare-paying passenger, okay? So not to make a fuss, he simply chose another seat. Unknown to Mr. Gay, another Australian Airline flight at the airport experienced mechanical problems. The passengers of this flight were being rerouted to various other airplanes. A few were put on Mr. Gay's flight, and anyone who was holding a free pass, basically, they were bumped off this plane, okay, for the fare-paying customers, right?
Yeah.
Okay? Basically, what happened was that Mr. Gay was not sitting in his assigned seat at the time. So, where he was supposed to be sitting at, the stewardess asked the man that was sitting in Mr. Gay's seat, she asked him, "Are you gay?" The man shyly nodded and stated that he was, which at that point, the stewardess stated that you have to get off this plane. Mr. Gay, the guy who was supposed to be sitting in that seat, overheard what she was saying and basically tried to clear up the situation, stating, "No, you've got the wrong man. I'm gay." Okay? That caused an angry third passenger to yell, "Hell, I'm gay too. They can't kick us all off." Confusion reigned all over this freaking the plane, and basically everybody was stating that, you know, it's not right for them to remove gays from the flight. So basically, this was ridiculous. Like, what are the odds? I mean, I don't understand.
Excuse me, are you giving head in the back of your head? What? I mean, is your last name Gay? Are you making fun of my name, or are you... Because I'm both. Like,
completely confused. Wait, which one are you talking about?
That's too funny for...
When we were coming back from Vegas, Jay, wasn't there like a mouse on the plane back? Like there was a mouse, and like the flight attendants were freaked out. And
I remember hearing something about a mouse.
You were drunk on the plane, weren't you?
Well, we're in Vegas. I was drunk going to and from.
We gotta talk about it because me and Jay were literally drunk going to Vegas and then drunk coming back. I don't think there was a moment where we were sober.
There was on takeoff to Vegas.
The before the flight. Well, I'm shaking my chair, but...
Oh, man, you should have seen he... I had some trail mix on me, and he is all nervous, he's trying to distract himself. How those trail mix? I said, "Crash landing delicious."
What the fuck?
His ninja grip just got a little bit tighter right then and there.
Dude, I think I held Jay's hand. I hate flying. Like, it's not the landing...
He was really freaking out.
It's the taking off and then just being in the air for a certain period. Like, after an hour, I'm just like, oh, God. Landing's not too bad. but
I still have a realization
that turbulence. It's over with at that point.
No, because I don't think many people realize you're like 30,000 feet in the air. If a bird flies into an engine, like on the plane, your plane's screwed.
No, no,
there's so many ways.
I think it's
you
more
can
like
a 15
birds flying to the engine.
There's
one little bird. I mean, it's like running over a piece of shit with a lawnmower.
And then you gotta trust a guy to fly the plane. You've never met him. You can tell. You can tell he's a douche by the way he's giving out the announcement. Hi, this is Barry. Anybody go to Purdue? Who gives a crap? Take me to my
that
flight.
Kind of sound like a porn star.
We're about to be taking off. A little reminder first. We're gonna be watching the Brady Bunch. This is the episode where Marcia gets hit with the football and good old Jan gets assed out.
I wonder if they ever played that movie Alive. Is that what it's called?
They're never playing Flight 93. They're never gonna play Red Eye.
They're never gonna play Snakes on a Plane either.
No, well, they probably.
I think they probably would.
Really?
Snakes on a Plane? Yeah.
They probably have.
Because that's about as likely as a crash landing.
Did y'all know Owen Wilson lived up here, by the way? Like, up in Dallas? He goes to this restaurant? No, he lives here. Owen Wilson.
He lives here.
Yeah, and apparently he's a very lonely guy.
Well, that was
like, he just sits. He sits
suicide.
In the restaurant. when you make Marley and Me. But that's just crazy mix up. Mr. G- are you gay?
Right next door to Matthew.
It's like, who taught that flight attendant how to ask? Like,
I mean, isn't there supposed to be a mister that goes in front of that? She had to be all condescending with it. Excuse me, are you gay?
It's like, gay people love being on planes. They enjoy feeling like fairies. What? Did I say it? Yeah.
You did.
I did.
I wonder if my Billy Nance are listening to this.
Well, we should tell them about that. We want to send out a thank you to everybody listening to the first episode.
Oh, yeah.
That includes people in different countries.
That's
yo,
right.
We went international with our first episode.
We got a couple of
high fives.
Yes.
We got a couple of people in China, a bunch of people in the United Kingdom, and one person in Africa.
I hope those Chinese loved my... Didn't I do the first episode of my Asian voice?
Yes.
No, love for the lady and stuff.
You don't want him. You don't want him.
I hope they appreciate it.
We were ranked number...
Don't send the triads.
We were ranked 50 out of about 2,000 podcasts.
Ranked 50?
Podomatic.com.
One
episode. I think it's because Sean's on the show.
Yeah.
He brings a certain flavor to it.
I do.
You have a comedy actor, a stand-up comic, and then a comedy
enthusiast.
What?
I'm enthusiastic about comedy. Yo.
Get one.
I know a little bit about the subject.
If you don't have one, get one.
Isn't the expression, get some?
Go get some.
Isn't some better than one?
I want to do a video where we're talking about our favorite comedians, and then like Jake Quagmire is like, oh yeah, Freddie Prinze, he was really passionate, really young, died early, and then I'm like, oh yeah, Bill Hicks, just ahead of his time, just like right on dead, spot on about everything he was talking about. And then it gets to Sean, yeah, Pryor was all right.
Done.
who? So Bill Hicks is the one that inspired you, right?
Yeah, Bill Hicks inspired me.
Mm-hmm. Who was the first comedian you ever saw?
First comedian I ever saw was Dana Gould on HBO. Me and my family used to watch HBO comedy, and it would be stand-up Sundays or stand-up Fridays. And Dana Gould was the first comic I ever saw. And I actually got to guest spot for him a couple weeks back, and that was a huge, huge honor. But enough about me. Let's talk about the Nimbus again. Because now I just pictured this 31-year-old.
Duracell stubs went up twofold.
Full outfit and everything.
But I guess we should go to the Remember When segment.
Remember when
movies didn't have commercials? You just went to the movie, you saw what was coming out, and then you saw the movie.
I think those were silent films.
That was a long time ago. That was before.
That was in vaudeville days.
Well, I just...
Because, I mean, even back then in the black and white days, they had that, let's go...
I went to go see the new Woody Allen movie, Midnight in Paris, with Owen Wilson, who we were just talking about. Mm. Great movie. Owen Wilson shouldn't kill himself over that, because that was fantastic.
I haven't seen it.
But it took 15. It took, like, it said the movie started at, like, 7:45, and it took 15 minutes for the, just the commercial, there's car commercials. By the way, who's gonna buy a car? Why are there even car commercials? Who has money to go buy a new Camry? They're just doing the car commercials, like, all the, it's Christmas, I get it. But no one has money.
I never liked the people that got
and I'm not trading
all the presents have been bought already.
And I'm not trading in my PT Cruiser. It's the only way I can get attention from any sort of person. How you doing, sir?
I would have to say I remember when schools were allowed to discipline, actually discipline, SWATs.
Paddling's gonna be coming back. Especially if they're using tampons to get drunk.
You know what I want
to come back?
They're going to be paddling with pillows.
You know what I want to come back?
What?
The rule of thumb.
The rule of thumb.
If anybody's ever seen the Boondock Saints, you know what I'm talking about. The rule of thumb.
Oh!
You know, we're talking about, spanking and beating and stuff like that. That's basically where, and no, I don't agree with this, but it's funny as hell. Okay? It's basically when the rule of thumb states that it's okay for men to beat their women so long as they beat them with something that's no wider than a thumb, basically. That's the rule of thumb.
Don't beat them with a newspaper. Because that, I mean, you think it's not going to hurt them. Apparently,
no.
Makes them feel like dogs.
I don't want to regulate it to women. I want to spank my kids. My kid. I want to be able to go and get a switch and bruise that butt up and not be able to get in trouble for it.
Can I just say I want to put on brass knuckles, walk into like a Sam's Club or a Costco and just start nailing people. Doesn't matter, men, women, children, cashiers. Like sometimes I get so stressed out, like that would be the only way to cure it.
You should think
brass
about that,
knuckles and people.
You should think about that fantasy, see where it leads you. Maybe like a postal
No, shopping. I just want to see how much I can say before the National Defense Authorization Act.
Doesn't say anything about Obama. Just expressing myself.
Obama's a bigger threat than anybody, any one of us are. He's the president. I mean, if anything, can't be trusted.
Now, is it Obama in particular?
It's an act.
Is it Obama? With that being said, is it Obama particularly or the president?
It's not Obama.
It's not.
It's not Obama. Obama was just a patsy in a. This country's run by the wealthiest people.
No, I don't know. I don't trust a government. Either way, I just enjoy the freedoms I get.
By the way, we're doing this show in a closet.
Yes,
it's
not even a real closet. It is
warm
hot
in here. Like there's
it's a hallway.
There's like no.
This is a hallway.
I was saying because we're hiding from the government and doing this show.
We didn't have any space.
There's no way they can get in. The door opens up from the outside.
You know, Osama did the same thing. He recorded his videos in a room about this size.
Did you just compare us saying that we're doing the same thing?
Well, I'm just saying
doing?
If he did it, then you know we.
Yeah, they're really gonna come after us now. Like they're gonna hear this and they're gonna just come break the door down. By then, I'm already gonna be at home. So yeah, good luck.
You
there,
watch.
Jay.
They're gonna. Government's gonna hear this. They're gonna play it backwards, and all of a sudden we got some kind of grand scheme against the government.
There's no scheme. We just want to make people laugh. Don't come to our houses.
And if you do come to our houses.
Bring
take,
candy.
Right,
take,
bring beer.
Take my father.
You better hope death isn't listening.
Well, what? More inheritance money? This is great. But there's nothing wrong with the government. It's all great and good, and we love it, so.
It's all gravy.
Sean, you gotta remember when, so we can close out the show.
Remember when... Actually, I don't.
Remember when you could say stuff about your government without peeing your pants?
There's never been a time without that.
No.
In the early 90s.
Pearl Harbor, they had that.
When Clinton was getting blowjobs, you could say anything. You could say
then
anything.
Then everybody was happy.
Ooh,
except
okay.
For
that just reminded me of remember when. Remember your first blowjob?
I almost got caught last week.
I actually almost got caught with my first blowjob. It was the funniest thing. Yes. It was the funniest thing ever. Okay, check this. We get off the bus. This chick, she's going to her apartment. I'm going to mine. She looks at me. I look at her. Do a whole nod, come here thing. She came over to my place, bring her to my room. doing our thing. Next thing you know, my mom decides to come home early, but I hear this because my room was over the garage. And my mom didn't normally come home until, like, 2 hours after I get back, okay? So, like, I hear this, and I literally just, like, shoved her off me, threw her in the closet, and I ran and locked the door when my mom came up to the door. And she's, like, banging on the door, so I waited a few minutes, let her get a little bit more pissed off because it's cold outside, and I ran to the bathroom, flushed the toilet, had my pants unzipped, so it made it look like that I was coming out the bathroom, right? And mom, if you're hearing this, I'm sorry. But I unlocked the door, and she was holding my little knees, and I was like, oh, crap. She's just like, what were you doing? I was like, oh, I was using the restroom. She's like, oh, well, here, take your niece. I have to go to the bathroom myself. So I'm like, all right, cool. My mom goes to the bathroom. I got my niece in my arm. I run to my room, grab the girl from my closet, run her out the door, and close the door. My mom comes out. Who was that? And I was like, oh, it's just a friend of mine. And my little niece is waving bye to my friend. So I almost got caught. So, but
okay. Yeah, we definitely need a
I like this. I like closing because we've had a serious show. I like closing it on everybody's first blowjob. Like, that's okay, Jay, your turn.
I seriously don't remember.
What? All right, it's never happened with Jay. I was in Klein Oak High School. It was about freshman year theater class. On the catwalk. Love like it. we had to climb up this this like a 90-foot, it was huge, 90-foot ladder. The catwalk was in this huge auditorium. I'm not going to give out her name because I think she's still a Facebook friend. But our secret's still safe. Well, not
wink,
now.
Wink.
But, yeah, it was really weird because we had been flirting the whole year and just tensions got to one another. So we did the only thing we could had enough time to do.
Climb up really high and...
Well, we were on the catwalk for something. We had to fix lighting. And we were just up there the whole time. But the way the lighting was, like, anybody on the stage, like, you could see what everybody on the stage was doing, but no one could see what you were doing because, you know, that's where the big bright lights were. So behind the lights, yeah, just blowing me.
You know, we really need to get a woman on this show.
Yes, we do.
A woman's opinion on everything, you know, should we say.
We are on the hunt for a female
women,
anchor.
Women in the DFW area, if you think you have a personality and you got stuff that you want to talk about that you think that needs to be heard, get at us. In fact, well, I'll go and plug this in right now. Everybody, the three of us, we are on Twitter. We are on Facebook.
Yep.
Sean Brookins, Jay Cuellar, Dan Danzy. Back to the women. If you think you got a personality, you got something to say, get at one of us.
If you have power in the stand-up comedy world, you get free sex from me.
That's not much of a perk there,
buddy. No, it's not. Okay, hold on. I know we were supposed to go 45 minutes, but we'll go 50 so I can defend that. Well, I'll defend that. Like, look, at relationships...
You don't need to defend anything.
At relationships, I'm terrible. The reason that they stay is because when it comes to Dan Danzy in the bed, it's like Dan Danzy on the stage. And you'll see what I'm talking about,
yeah,
the 21st semifinals.
It's a funny moment.
No, semi...
It's a laugh.
Whatever. You know why I'm not going to defend myself? Y'all aren't going to have the chance to have sex with me. But any girl out there who's had sex with me. All right.
Okay, so if you're a
woman... Get on my Facebook.
If you're a woman, come on. Just get at one of us on Facebook, Twitter.
I won't sleep with you.
You can email me, jccomedy@yahoo.com. Y'all want to give y'all's emails?
My phone number is...
Blotty,
I got stuff
blotty,
on that. DanDanzyComedy@hotmail.com, though I never checked my email. Send me a picture. Headshots. I don't want...
You're the misogynistic of the group.
I want something I can masturbate to.
You can go to my Facebook at Sean Brookins, my Twitter, SD Brookins, and my email is sean.brookins@yahoo.com.
Also, just in case you were wondering, my last name is spelled CUELLAR.
Yeah.
Q. I got to put that out there because otherwise I can't find you. I put Q A Y A R. I can't find you.
And it's not Danzig or Danza. It's Danz. I don't know why people fucking Danzy. And reminder, please come out and support me 21st Addison Improv, the funniest comic in Texas competition.
What time?
8 years in the making, and it will be at 8 p.m. 8 years in the making. Dan Danzy takes his place as one of the upper echelon comics in Texas stand-up. the way it should be.
And join us after that, just in case he bombs.
And if I lose, it's even more hilarious.
We're just going to get drunk anyway.
This show is either going to be the celebration, you know, we're either going to have a celebration show or a let's make fun of Dan for an hour show. So I'm looking forward to it.
It'll be fun.
You want to plug anything else?
There's nothing else to... there's an open mic starting at the Texas Theater December 17th. Me and my Fort Worth and the Dallas Comedy Buddies will be there December 17th. That's at 8, Texas Theater on, it's on Boulevard. I'll update next show. That's what I'll do.
John, do you want to sell any insurance or anything?
Nope, no insurance. Just saying that's really hot in this closet, so.
I got the
you
show.
I had no idea you had a Full House shirt.
Got the show, House of Machismo. Still being recorded.
Right.
It has a Facebook page. Type in House of Machismo.
Are me and Sean gonna have a special guest star episode? Or are we gonna
Podomatic.com/nonsenseintelligence.
You can also start finding the show on funnierdie.com.
You can
leave comments, like us. You know, go back and forth with us. Just let us know what you think. If there's any questions or anything you want us to talk about next time, just let us know. We'll be sure to pick that up.
And more importantly, share if you like the episodes. Share
yes.
it. Put it out.
Let everybody know.
We like the episodes regardless.
We're also going
to
be doing videos, and we're going to be doing a lot of
videos.
Crazy videos
will be produced by SNG Comedy.
A marching band, we're going to have that. I believe we're going to have an all Glee episode where we just sing everything we're talking about.
Today
in the news, a boy got lost in the mall. No one could find him. He ended up in the toy
store.
That's actually
a good idea. In the beginning, the song will be, you know, somebody singing about the topics that we're talking about.
You're going to have to tune in to see that episode.
Yes.
Until next time, I think it's been real nonsense.
Yeah, it's been some real nonsense in here.
And some nonsensical intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Nonsense intelligence.
You have been listening to real... You have been listening to Nonsense
Whatever the name of the show is.
Nonsense Intelligence, Jay Cuellar.
Dan. Fucking Danzy.
And little man, Sean.